Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Have you ever gone through an experience and after it's over with, you said to yourself, well, I thought it was going to be a good idea. And maybe it was, but it just wasn't the right time for it. Or maybe it wasn't the right people. You know, I love get-togethers, and I had one a while back, and it was a really good time, or at least I had a really good time. And then I tried to get another one together, and the people that I had invited were like, oh, well, you know, we've got this going on, and can we maybe change the date? You know, when you start changing the date to satisfy a bunch of people, it's like hurting cats. So it was the right idea, and it was the right time. It just wasn't the right people. Yeah, so I've learned this about my family. If you got to drag them in, you got to drag them around. Well, that's also true for clients. But maybe it wasn't the right place and the right thing for you to do at all. David in the Old Testament. Yes, the ultimate self-development book. It says that he was a man after God's own heart. That's how much God felt a kinship and a closeness with him. And so David said, hey, God, I'm paraphrasing here. Dude, I'm going to build you a massive temple. And God said, paraphrasing, no, you're not. I don't need you to do that for me. That's not in your lane. Your son's going to take care of that for me. You are a warrior and a king. You need to be going out and protecting your people and taking more ground for them and increasing their territories. Just think about all the symbolism that's there for our powerful subconscious mind as far as going out and laying claim to stuff and making it happen and then ruling over your kingdom in a way where you're a blessing to others. Okay. Well, then it goes on and a chapter or two later, and it's a whole hoop and bunch of years later. It says, David sent his men out to war, but he didn't go out with them. Now, if you're a king sending your men out to go do kingdom stuff, shouldn't you be with them? Yeah. But he didn't go out with them. He stayed at home. And now he's needing to soothe himself. What are we going to do? I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's when he looks over and he sees this very beautiful woman named Bathsheba. And if you don't know the story, look it up. But it has sex. It has murder. It has death. And just when you want to talk about a reality TV show, there it is. Why? Because David wasn't in the right place and he wasn't doing the right thing. And he was looking to soothe himself with something that was going to lead to sabotage. And he's a man after God's own heart. He didn't fall from grace for that. God's like, okay, well, this is how we get back on the path together, but there are going to be consequences you're going to have to pay. You are right now paying some consequences for things that you did that you're still going to have to deal with the results because you were doing the wrong thing at the wrong time for the wrong reason. You weren't in your brilliance. And so we're moving forward, but you're still going to have to deal with those consequences. So what is it that's absolutely brilliant about you? Because yet you may be drawn to do other things, but that they're not what's phenomenal about you? You're doing it because you're wanting to please somebody else. Look at David. He was wanting to please God. He wasn't saying, what brings me out at my best? I know that I create the experience for your brilliance and magnificence. And then you step into it, and what you do with it from there is going to be up to you. But I'm the one who creates the sacred circle for you to step in to and claim your power. And that's what I do in all areas of my life. Okay, so as we conclude, you got to be in the right place doing the right thing for, and when you do that, it'll be right for everybody around you. It may not feel comfortable for some of them because they are so used to you people pleasing and being their doormat. That's okay. This is all about you reclaiming your power for progress. If I can assist you with this, 1-636-699-7791. Together, let's create that sacred space for you to begin to experience the success based on your strengths, talents, and abilities. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis.